Bailey Reiser, she has been the extension agent now almost 1 year, but you've been an ag teacher in this area for a little while. Bailey, how's the first year as the extension agent gone?
Yeah, it's gone really good. Learning a lot. I mean, you learn a lot about a lot of things, sorry, as an ag teacher, but now it's like transitioning that to more of the real life scenarios and then obviously learning a lot more in this career. And it's really opening my eyes to the whole circle. I mean, I was raised around agriculture on a farm. My dad worked for a farmer, so I've been around it my whole life, but now it's kind of addressing some of the issues and figuring out what the farmers want to know and
well,
how to help them. So
here's the weird part about it is the Mother Nature probably picked the craziest spring for you to start off with when you're talking to growers, because obviously you started in July last year, so you obviously have been an ag teacher. But I think in the end, at least once we got past Easter and things started to warm up and the snowbanks finally started to melt and we started to warm up, life returned to normal. So let's talk about just in general in the spring, especially a spring like this, what types of things have you been doing as an agent? You've been taking a lot of phone calls, checking fields out. What's your spring been like?
Yeah, so the horticulture calls are starting to come in. I'll start with the town first. We've had some tree questions, a lot of lawn care questions. The snow mold hit pretty good on most, wherever the snow banks were, where people pushed their snow piles. Those spots just need to be reseeded a little bit and, you know, aired out. And so I've had those kind of questions. I had some other tree questions, conifers and stuff like that. Like what's wrong with my tree? So I go out and try to narrow it down, take some pictures. And then, going around the fields, I've seen some of the weeds are starting to come up, like kochia and foxtail barley, stuff like that. And then I, kind of do my weekly drives and get out, talk to people when I can. And, so yeah, it's kind of a lot across the board. You do a lot of different things. You try to schedule it and it ends up, okay, I'm doing something different today. So it's good. It's good though.
It keeps you active. Let's put it that way. Never a dull day. So when, and I'm sure there's no way for you to, you know, be an exact date and time, but when did the tractors start to really roll around here? Has it been a little while now?
Well, it was kind of an interesting conversations I've had with some people lately. So we went from the snow and then it was like, oh, I'm projecting it's, you know, maybe the third week of May. And a couple other people were like, oh, yeah, maybe. And then this week when I started writing my egg alert that people can subscribe to in our office, I started writing it. And so I started calling around and stuff. And I found out like last Thursday or last Wednesday, people kind of were starting to get in the fields. And it's such a variance in our county because it's so large. So some farmers have really dry spots that they can already get in, and some people are still waiting on that moisture to go down. And I had seen some tractors going, field work starting to go around those areas kind of early last week, but to actually be seeding last Wednesday and Thursday, it was really exciting to see because that moisture was so much moisture right away, and then now it's going down a little bit, so they're able to get in.
Right, and you pretty much hit what I've seen between Grand Forks and here. There's fields that look dry, and then you look a little further, and there's wet spots, and it's been kind of a crazy spring so far. Soil temperatures, they're there. It's just trying to get rid of the wetness, and it doesn't help having a 42-degree day today.
Yeah, no, and those and what I was going to talk about, too, is like some of those hilltops were getting pretty dry. I mean, right away, it seemed like all the water had either soaked in or kind of was running off a little bit, but like those higher elevations, since they're dry and the moisture is in the bottom, in the last week I think it was 8 to 10% of the top 4 inches has dried up a little bit, so this rain is like perfect timing to kind of replenish those high tops, especially with those farmers planting, as we wait for those lower moisture areas to keep going down too, so.
And the crazy thing to think about is most of us were panicking a month ago with snowstorm after snowstorm, and we had the weather guys talking about, that's the 148th day in a row of being below 40.
Yeah.
It's like, is this ever going to end? And now we're here basically middle of May, and we're like, hey, if it's going to rain, we're okay. We can wait a week, and we're still, the crops and everything look like they're going to get in a fairly timely fashion. I'm, you know, some folks are on time and maybe a week late, maybe 2 weeks late, but that's not a big deal compared to last year. Last year was way late.
Yeah, last year we were way late. There were some people that had got in early, and then there were some that were trying to be as patient as they could. But then this year, it was like snow, boom, spring. And it was not even spring. It was almost felt like it was summer because some of those degrees or those days were 80 degree days already. So it was kind of like overnight, it just switched, and here we are.
Let's talk about weeds a little bit. I think I'm going to open up a stand with T-shirts on it saying, I hate kochia, but you're starting to see and have seen kochia popping up already.
Yeah, it's kind of it's a little bit of a topic throughout the state right now. On our extension agent side, we've had our little calls between all of us, and there was some testing done with the Group 14 herbicides between Minot and Fargo, kind of more towards middle of the state, western side of the state, and then they're doing some more testing, obviously, as we get going here over the winter, and there was some resistance there's a lot of resistance to the Group 14 herbicides, but then there was other ones that they're kind of trying to confirm or waiting to confirm here. And I've seen kochia popping up in our county. I was out this morning, and there was little plants, and then there were some that were already 5 or 6 inches high, a little bit more bushy. It's there. We just got to get out and get control of them.
Yeah. So in a nutshell, for spring planting, when we're talking about Cavalier County, things are underway. Is that the best way to term it? Or are there some folks that are done or close to being done?
Yeah, I would say that things are pretty far underway. We have wheat, peas, and corn that I've heard that are going in, and then soybeans will follow here with canola, hopefully in the next couple weeks. And then there's some people that are, done with their peas almost, and then wheat is right on the edge, or there's some people that are done with their wheat. Like that variance, everyone north, they got in this week, I guess, and then there's some people in the west and some people in the east. It's kind of wherever those fields are, like the variance, like I said, you just have to... Okay. I don't know. They're all over.
We got about 2 minutes left, and I want to cover a couple of things. First of all, you've got a really cool, the Cavalier County Ag Alert. I would advise people to get a hold of that if you're in this Langdon area. How do they get a copy of what you're holding?
So if you call our office, we can actually set you up on either an email or the hard copy. And the hard copies are $10, but that's like a subscription for the year. And then we send them out. I try to do weekly, but sometimes it's every 2 weeks, depending on what's going on. You know, if there's not as much activity and people are just planting. I mean, this one, I did the first one. But then every week I try to do one, but sometimes it's a little variance, just depending on if it's slower or faster, if there's crazy things going on. And I try to get a whole roundabout with that, with its weather, soil health, entomology, weeds.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Can I keep that copy?
Yeah, you can keep that.
That's awesome. I'll promote it on our network next hour, so I want to keep that around. Last thing, what do we got for coming up events here in Cavalier County in the Langdon area?
Yeah, so we have the Soil Health Field Days at the Langdon Research Extension Center on June 27th, and that's going to have a big tour of, I think it's 5 to 7 different topics. And then July 13th, there's Project SafeSend, so any of those chemicals that need to be taken care of on July 13th. And I have the information if people want to reach out and grab the details of the address and stuff. And then July 20th is the Langdon Research Extension Center Field Days.
Okay.
And that's our annual big field day. So.
Well, I know you want to stay on the radio forever, but
I don't mind it. So
You did good.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Awesome. Well, Bailey, thank you for stopping over. We appreciate the time. You did a really nice job on the update, and I'm sure we'll keep you on the Rolodex here and give you a call a little bit later. But again, with things, I know you're getting out and checking out fields, but hopefully we can get to the point where we can actually see things popping out of the ground.
Hopefully the next week we'll show a little bit more prominence with a lot of the different things that are happening in our county.
All right. Bailey, nice to meet you. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you very much.